I'm glad you're listening today to this summary sermon of a sermon preached on February 26, 2012, entitled Savoring the Sovereignty of God from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 29 through 38. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 29 through 28. Now, I will touch on these scriptures here and there, but you need to read those scriptures on your own. They were read fully at the preaching of the message, but today we'll simply just allow you to read those so you can pause now and read them. But savoring the sovereignty of God, to savor something can mean taste and enjoy. Savor it. Let it work. We've savored, you can think of your favorite food, which is obviously savory to you. And when you think of it, you savor the thought of it. Because it tasted good, you enjoyed it, you appreciated it. Can we savor the sovereignty of God? Can you appreciate and enjoy? Can you taste and discern that He is good? To savor the sovereignty of God doesn't mean that our lives will be trouble-free. It doesn't mean we'll be trial-free. It doesn't mean that we'll be temptation-free or failure-free or suffering-free. It could be that it is, in fact, through trouble and through trial, through calamity, pain, and suffering, that we can best savor the sovereignty of God. It's this savoring that causes us to anchor on God. Because if we simply thought about anchoring, it would be a hard task. But anchoring on God for the sake of savoring God, His sovereignty, can produce sweet fellowship in the Spirit with our God through faith in Jesus Christ. And our text in Hebrews chapter 11 demonstrates that we can savor God and His power whether we're delivered from pain and suffering or whether we're not delivered from pain and suffering. I need this message. I think you need this message. The Church of Jesus Christ needs to be reminded that we can savor God, His sovereignty, whether we're delivered from trouble or not. Now, we can't savor God if we do not understand what the Scripture teaches about God and His sovereignty. Listen to the previous messages on the sovereignty of God, and perhaps you'll find some help if you struggle with understanding the sovereignty of God. And keep with us through this whole series this year on the sovereignty of God. And perhaps by the end of the year, we'll have a very rudimentary beginning of understanding of this great God who is our God through faith in Jesus Christ according to His grace. I hope this message will provide a clearer vision of God that makes our faith strong. Like Psalm chapter 1 speaks of a faith that is strong, like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding fruit in season. Let's be those kind of trees. It's my hope, it's the elders' hope of this church that we become like trees, that we become unmovable and fruitful no matter what the season would be. That we would gain a biblical vision that would help us to hold fast to Christ in times of trouble, giving Him glory whether we're delivered or not. It's our desire as a church, as Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church, that we would behold the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. And by His grace, we'll be able to savor God whether we are delivered or not. Whether we see ourselves grow and flourish as a church or not. That we would savor the glory of God and His sovereignty. I think this passage, of all passages in Scripture, is intensely personal to me. Since I've been a pastor, I've struggled. I've had my share of trials and tribulations. I've brought trials and tribulations upon people that I deeply regret. But through it all, by the grace of God, according to His sovereign grace, we've remained. My wife and I have remained. Not by our own strength, but by the strength He gives. The Lord will have to judge the quality of our fruit in the ministry. Now, I have been greatly influenced by a message that John Piper preached years ago. On this text, I distinctly remember the simplicity with which he spoke two things that I remember. I know there had to be so much more to the message, but it shaped me. It shaped my view of God It shaped my view of His loving mercies and His great perfect mind, His intellect, His eternal will and purpose, and knowing that it's good, this text shaped me. So I have to thank John Piper for the two main points, and that is basically this, and how I remember him. I remember him pretty well. That through faith, God can and does work miracles and acts of providence to deliver His people from pain and suffering, trial and temptation. The second point is, God doesn't always work using miracles and acts of providence to deliver His people from pain and suffering and trials and temptations. You can look at these verses in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 29 through 38. You can see in verse 29, God working miracles. Verse 30, verse 33, and verse 34, God working to deliver His people. The walls of Jericho fell. That's a miracle. I like miracles. Verse 33, where we see that Rahab was delivered. She was set free. Verse 34, the fury of flames were quenched. Think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So God can and does work miracles to deliver. God can and does work through acts of providence. Acts of providence being ordinary events. I alluded to Rahab. That was an ordinary event, but it was by faith that she was delivered. It says in verses 32 and 33 that the men listed conquered kingdoms. How? Through war. They suited up their armies and they went to war. Verse 34 reminds us that some escaped the sword. Moses was one who escaped the sword. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 4, we see that. He named his son. The name of the son meant having escaped Pharaoh's sword. And in verse 34, we see acts of providence in that weaknesses of people were turned into strength. And this is really important. Think of Hezekiah, the king of Israel, who was told, take medicine for your ailment. God had told Isaiah. Isaiah had wisdom from God. They prayed and God said through the prophet, take medicine. So we can see that God can and does work through miracles. And we like that. We're excited about that. We pray that way. Oh God, deliver this person or that person from this cancer. Do a work, do a miracle, work through acts of providence, through surgeons and so on. And we should ask for those things. But we have to know that God, though God can and does work through miracles according to His sovereign grace, sometimes He doesn't. But even these who saw God deliver them, they were delivered by faith. And their faith was not it wasn't their quality of faith, it was the quality of the object of their faith. Faith in God, that whether He delivers them or not, they believed God ruled over heaven and earth. I don't think it's a stretch to say that they savored the sovereignty of God. Do you savor the sovereignty of God that you can say, whether I'm delivered or whether I'm not, I will worship God? The second point, as we see, I want to back up just 1 minute, one verse to look at. Psalm 115, verse 3 teaches us that we can have confidence that God, and according to who He is, will do what He will do, and He will always act within His character. We see this in Psalm 115, verse 3, or we should be glad when we see Psalm 115, verse 3. It says, our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases Him. Thank God He always acts in accordance with His character and nature. And if you don't understand His character and nature, it's very difficult to savor the sovereignty of God. I barely grasp anything of His character and nature, but only through the Scripture can I see glimpses and see revelation of who God is. Go to the book. Go to the Scriptures. That you can see and know that God is in heaven and He does whatever pleases Him, and you can say, blessed be the name of the Lord, For whatever he does, it always is good and in keeping with his character and nature. Now, second point, God does not always work miracles and acts of providence for our deliverance. Now, I got that from John Piper. I remember that message. It was so helpful because I thought, God, are you going to save us from this trial, these trials or not? And when I heard he can and does and sometimes he doesn't, my wife and I were strengthened. Having faith oftentimes is communicated as if you have faith, you will be delivered. But I'm here to say the scripture makes it clear having faith is no guarantee of earthly comfort, security, or success, or deliverance from trouble, pain, and suffering. But faith, true faith in God, a faith that savors the sovereignty of God, will fall with its full weight upon God, trusting that he always acts in a manner consistent with who he is. This is so big, it's huge for us as Christians. We have to hold fast to this. A faith that is resting on God, that savors the sovereignty of God, will fall with its full weight upon God, trusting that he always acts in a manner consistent with who he is. Verses 33 through 38 show us people delivered by faith, and show us people that suffered and were not delivered. But they were not delivered by faith. How can that be? Verses 35 through 38 are startling and painful verses. Now, I do remember John Piper because I finally started looking for shifts. He used that word in the middle of verse 35, shift. Listen to this. Women receive back their dead, raised to life again. Shift. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. In the middle of verse 35, there's that shift. By faith, some received back their dead, raised to life again. That's good. Shift. Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they, by faith, might gain a better resurrection. God doesn't always change our difficulties, our circumstances. God doesn't always change the hearts of people that are causing us trouble. I do remember John Piper saying, God doesn't always change the hearts of those who hurt us or torture us. But God can. I do remember, this is a great text from Genesis chapter 20. John Piper used it in that message as well. It reminded me of Abimelech. When Abraham and Sarah went to Egypt, Abimelech took Sarah into his harem because Abraham had said, she's my sister. Though he had taken her into his harem, he had done nothing with her. And God spoke to Abimelech in a dream in Genesis 20, said, I know you did this with a clear conscience. Listen to this. And so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. God kept Abimelech from sinning against God. And that's why I did not let you touch her, God said. What a great illustration that God can stop and God can change people who hurt us. But we have to know that God doesn't always do that. And it's according to his sovereign, perfect will. I want to wrap up real quick. God can get his people out of trouble. He can get you out of trouble. He can get me out of trouble. But he may not. Just got to get that in our minds, because we're gonna have trials. We're going to have suffering sometimes, but we have to love God more than our lives, more than our own circumstances, more than our own reputations. A good example is, we see it, some escaped the sword. Peter escaped the edge of the sword. Acts chapter 12, verse 37 says, but by faith some were put to death by the edge of the sword. Job understood Job understood. And he said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. He stood on faith in God, savoring the sovereignty of God, being in love with God. And he said that the Lord gives, the Lord delivers sometimes. And the Lord takes away, sometimes he doesn't. But listen to this. He stood on the object of his faith and said, based on who God is, blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to be like that. I want to know God in such a way and savor him in such a way that I can say, whether I live or die, whether I'm delivered or not, blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to die. We're going to suffer and we're going to die someday. God may or may not deliver you from an immediate trial or temptation, but can you savor a God who is worthy of our praise in life and in death? Can you worship him and give him glory? Will you today? Will you invest in savoring the sovereignty of God to the praise of his glory and for your good? The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.